The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for the last day of the week, as far as AIM is concerned, I know cryptos go all weekend apparently, but and other things, other forex and all that, but is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Very good, thanks. But I'm very glad it's Friday.
Yeah, I sort of am. But having said that, it's hard work at the moment because it's summer holidays. I have two kids just hanging round. We try and take them out as often as can, but they're never appreciative. I know, they're never appreciative. But I booked this afternoon. I booked to go to see Despicable 3 with them. You know, the Minions. But
how exciting!
I know, but no, the weather was going to be horrible. But it's sunny as heck. I hate going to the cinema when it's sunny. I hate that. Anyway, but there we go.
Yeah, but it's sunny this morning. Doesn't mean it's going to be sunny later.
Yes, let's all pray for rain then, so I can go and see Despicable Me without any guilt. Okay, looking at the first chart of three. First of all, Asia Met Resources, they've announced they've raised £6 million today at 4.3 pence, so that would seem to be a good support level there. But, you know, really importantly, they brought on JP Morgan as one of their first really major tier one institutional investors, taking over 8%, nearly 9% of the placing, so of the stock, of the entire stock. So this is, it really does sort of as a thumbs up for management and the asset there in Indonesia. I've got to say, I do hold some stock in Asia Metals. I have since they were like a penny. And I just think this is probably going to be the first of many big institutional investors. When JP Morgan come on board, assets under management of 1.7 trillion or something ridiculous, other institutional investors want a chunk of the pie, So anyway, ARS is the ticker, ARS. What do you reckon, Nick?
ARS. I really like this chart. So the rally from the January low retraced 50% exactly on the 29th of March and then rallied again. That's a very bullish pattern. We should continue higher. What we've done since then is build a bullish pennant. It's like a triangle sideways and we're right in the middle. For me, a close above 4.9 today on this rally says that we're going to go higher and we're going to retest the breakout. But really, we haven't broken out, and I think unless we get above sort of 5.2, that's what I'm looking at. But it looks really good. It is a bullish pennant. It just hasn't broken out yet.
Yeah, I got to say that they're heading towards the feasibility. The end of this year, they'll have their feasibility study out on their BKM project, which should really push it up. And I think more investors will come on board once that's out. So
do you? Because it looks to me like this pennant is going to break before then. To be quite honest,
yeah, probably will. I mean, JP Morgan on board before they've even published this study. So
okay. So I have a really solid target on a breakout of this one at 7.21 initially, and then the next target is 8.74.
Cool. All right. That's good. Yeah. The next one, they are linked in a certain way because Horizonte Minerals have a tier one nickel project in Araguaia in Brazil. It was bought off Glencore when Glencore having problems. So they sort of nicked it. Good price they got for it. But JP Morgan are also on this. I mean, JP Morgan not on many, micro cap stocks, shareholder registers. But they're on Horizonte because this is potentially can produce about $50 million of free cash flow a year for 20 years, and they are 30 million market cap. That's all they are. So even 1 year's cash flow, free cash flow, dwarfs their market cap. So that's why JP Morgan on board on HZM. But it's a bit more under the radar than Asia Met Resources. Asia Met is very well followed, but I'd advise people to follow HZM because they're also coming towards a feasibility study end of this year. So what do you reckon, Nick? HZM.
I just had a massive sneeze looking at this, and somebody told me that means it's going to make money.
Oh, it'll make money.
It's quite extraordinary because we're starting looking at this monthly chart, and here we are. We're so far below the 2009 lows, which are at 3.75, and really we've got to recover 3.75 for this stock to properly bottom. But I have to say that the price action is really positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it again?
So,
yeah,
go on. If we look at a weekly chart, again, we rallied from the rally from November, September of last year, we've only retraced exactly 50% of it, and we've kind of made a double bottom here, and we're rallying again. So there's a pivot level at 2.69. That's where we still banged our head this week. I'd like to see it get above 2.69 to confirm we're reversing. That's where we stalled yesterday, and it's the high today so far. But today, unlike yesterday we closed back below the 200-day moving average. Today we've gapped up and we're holding above it. So as long as we can hold above the 200-day moving average at 2.55 and close above that pivot level at 2.69, I believe we have bottomed.
Yeah, well,
and we should see another leg higher, and then we should go back to that 2000. That 2009 low is going to be like a magnet at 3.75, the first instance. And when we get above that, then we should get some momentum higher.
Okay, all right. And the last one is Canadian Overseas Petroleum going for another high impact, sort of high risk, high reward play offshore Nigeria or West Africa there. What do you reckon on copper?
Speculative stock.
Well, it is. You know, I'm starting to shy away from overly risky plays because exploration, like this pure exploration, is risky. You know, if they strike gold here or black gold, oil, then it can really rally. But it's basically boom or bust. And I just think there's better plays, you know, of risk rewards. In my mind, anyway, there's a lot of people love these kind of plays. But I've had a couple of dusters. Luckily, last time I invested in Canadian Overseas Petroleum, it doubled, sold half my money, and then it had a bit of a duster, and then I sold the rest of it. So I didn't lose any. But and also Providence Resources of late, I've had a bit of a disappointment, so I'm just a bit weary of these exploration plays. But if they deliver, it'll fly. It'll go through the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? What do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, I reckon. You know, I reckon we're struggling at the lows and we're trading sideways. And the FIB support is at 0.52, and we're coming back to retest it. So if Coppel is going to nail it in here, then we're going to retest those June lows, and we need to make a double bottom. We need to make something to say, yeah, this is really going to hold here. So a retest of 0.52, I would like to see a double bottom, because if we don't, the next FIB support is at 0.32.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can stick it in and nail a double bottom here. If we can, you know, I think that, you know, from here we should be looking to 0.95, and then the next target is 1.25. So there's some really good upside just on a corrective bounce. But for now, still in a downtrend, I'm afraid. Today, it was looking really positive, and it was looking as though we had a bit of a bullish wedge and we could break higher. And unfortunately today, for the first time, we've got back below the 50-day moving average for the first time since June. If we can return it around today and find some support back at sort of 0.6, where it found support in July and the beginning of the month, and close back above that moving average, I might not be so bearish. But the fact that we've lost that support again today says to me that we're likely to retest the lows. And I'd like to see it make a base there. Find some more support and the buyers again.
Base, how low can you go? Okay, Nick, if you can send me the charts there, and if you can put them on the company pages as well at Vox Markets, that'd be great.
I will try.
Yeah, send me the charts, and I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.